Hi everyone, what's up? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. So let's take a look today at something that may confuse you if you've been listening to podcasts or watching TV series and films in their original language. This is something that took me a while to acquire. What I mean by this is it took me a certain amount of listening to English to finally get this and absorb it and incorporate it to my speech. It didn't make sense to my ears in the beginning, but enough with the mystery. I'm talking about the way the beginning of some questions is omitted in everyday speech. What do I mean by that? I'll show you. These are a couple of questions you hear people ask in everyday conversation. Anyone have a pen? Everyone see the show? They may sound weird to you. You may ask yourself, are these really questions? They sound wrong. After all, we learned that anyone and everyone are the third person of the singular, and therefore we say anyone has and everyone sees. Well, let's see. Take the first one. Anyone have a pen? That is actually the quick, shorter version of does anyone have a pen? When people are talking fast, they will often skip does and just go with the rest of the question. In my first few months in the US, I would often say something like, anyone has a pen? Because in my mind, anyone goes with has, not have. This is a question though, and it is a question in the present tense. The present tense calls for does when we're using anyone. We say, does anyone have a pen? And of course, one way to make does anyone have a pen shorter is by skipping that little word at the beginning, does, and simply saying, anyone have a pen? And that is exactly what many native speakers do, and that's why you will sometimes hear things like, anyone know what time the movie starts? Which comes from, does anyone know what time the movie starts? Or, get it? Which comes from, do you get it? And, you know what I mean? Which comes from, you guessed it. Do you know what I mean? The last two don't sound so weird because we're used to, you know. And here's the other example I gave at the beginning. Everyone see the show? If you don't get this question and you think everyone see sounds super weird, here's why. This is a shorter version of, did everyone see the show? The speaker is obviously talking to a group of people and he or she wants to know whether everyone in the group saw a certain show. The auxiliary word did in did everyone see the show disappears, and the question asked by this fast talker becomes everyone see the show? Now, you may be asking yourself, but how would I know? How can I know this person is asking a question in the past if they're not starting the question with did? Well, the same way you know when a friend sees you and asks, so, how was the party? What party is your friend talking about? Oh, your girlfriend's birthday party. You told your friend yesterday that your girlfriend was gonna throw a big party to celebrate her birthday. Your friend sees you today and asks about the party. You know immediately what he's talking about. Same thing with that other person. When they ask, everyone see the show? They're talking to people who are going to get the question because they have talked about this show before. Maybe they talked about it last week and everyone was really excited to watch this show, which aired on Saturday. So when this guy asks, everyone see the show? People immediately get what he's talking about. He's asking about the show that aired last Saturday. The question is, did everyone see the show? But this guy is a fast talker and the question becomes, everyone see the show? How about this one? Anyone lose their wallet? It comes from, did anyone lose their wallet? Whoever is asking that will likely be holding a wallet he or she found laying around. Anyone lose their wallet? And by the way, credit goes to Steve Ford for letting me know that these are all examples of ellipses. Here's the definition according to Merriam-Webster online. Ellipses is the omission of one or more words that are obviously understood, but that must be supplied to make a construction grammatically complete. So there you have it. Fast talkers are frequent users of ellipses, I'm sure. So if you happen to be one of them, or if you've heard an example of ellipses recently, please let us know in the comments. Talk to you next time.